Here we are in the show garden, and we have more than 2,000 kind of iris in this part. So we have dwarf irises. They are less than 40 centimeters. So they are blooming at first, the early ones. And after you have the intermediate, between 40 to 70 centimeters. And they are a little bit bigger, and they are blooming normally in the end of April and beginning of May. And after, you have the tall bearded one.
Which is a later variety, is it?
Yes, yeah. At the end of April, we have some, but mostly in May, and until the end of May and beginning of June sometimes. It depends on the weather.
Today it's a chilly day, middle of April,
yeah.
And I don't see any flowers.
No.
But I've been here last year, and it's quite a sight to see all the different colours.
Yes.
Now, you've got 2,000 different varieties.
We have around 3,000. But here it's worth 600 very old varieties. And we don't sell them because people like better new varieties. Because of the new varieties, the stem is stronger. You have more flowers on the stem. And the flowers are bigger. So the people like better.
Do you create these varieties yourselves?
Yeah. You see the label, all the pink label here, it's I create. I have created 60 or 70 varieties I have already registered.
Your own website, Jardin d'Iris,
Jardin d'Iris,
has got an extraordinary number of flowers.
Yeah, so, I know.
Although we can't see any today in the field,
we
can see them on your site.
I think it's most complete of Europe. Yes, yeah. Because we have more than 2,300 or 2,400 pictures, varieties,
This is a speciality of yours. Yolande, tell me, where does this passion for irises come from?
It's a long time ago. Maybe 24
years? 24, 25 years.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. We're just beginning with the simple iris, you know, and we just beginning bought some varieties.
In 98,
we met Pascal Bourdillon. It's a iris professional.
We saw his catalogue.
And
oh, so many colors, all the colors on this catalogue. And I said, wow.
Wow, it's so beautiful. And we bought 12 varieties.
12 varieties.
And we plant them in the front, in the house.
Just for yourselves?
Yes. But at the end of this year, it was in 99, the first bloom was in 99. At the end of 99, we had almost 400 varieties. I still buy mostly for in USA. The best varieties are created in USA. Sometimes also in
and in Australia also.
In Australia, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
Oh, it's a long story. You know, the soldiers when they came in for the war in
the Second World War, perhaps?
No, the first one. And some of them were gardeners, and they saw iris in France. They don't have this kind of iris in the States. And they were really interested. So when they get back to the States, and they wanted to propagate and to create a new variety. Wow. So the American Iris Society has been created in 1920. So the centenary was last year. And so we sent 5 or 6 new variety created by myself for this centenary.
If people can come to Boubri, the place is open to visitors. From when?
Everybody can come, even now, but mostly it's open after the 10th of May.
How does it work? People will come to visit and then will order?
At the first, the people go in the garden, and he can write all the varieties they want.
I see the prices are there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, on the label you have the price, yeah.
Yeah, after they can come with me and I make an order. After the rhizome, it's possible to take off in July and August.
So we phone them.
And we make a rendezvous.
we dig up the rhizome just the day before, so they have very fresh rhizome. And when they arrive,
it's possible to give the planting instruction.
Yeah.
Because it's necessary.
I hope that from May onwards, when the weather improves, you'll have many visitors.
Of course, yeah.
Yolande, Alain, thank you very much indeed for giving us an introduction to the Jardin d'Iris at Boubry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.